Let's learn about Ma'osur Yeshuasi, the piyut of Ma'osur. Okay, let me turn to the page. Chanukah, okay, if you have a sitter, it will be helpful if you have a sitter. If not, we'll manage without a sitter. We'll learn about the piyut of Ma'osur that we say on Chanukah. I didn't prepare very much. Okay, got really caught up in some things here today. And, very limited time, but let's do something on Chanukah. Nice to go through this. Okay, page 782. Amar Hallel, who bring me the Arts Scroll Sitter? The Arts Scroll Sitter. Okay, so let's just go through a basic translation and appreciation.
Hello, everybody.
Is that you? Yeah.
You said something last week that about the shaman and the menorah, the liquid is not matama.
The liquid general is not matama in the base hamikdash. The shmashke base of the chayim lo matama.
In Megillas Maccabi, it says the problem with the oil was they used it for avodah zarah.
So you're saying a chiddush, even though it's not matame midin tumas sheretz. Avodah zarah, excellent. That's a very good answer. It's a very, very good answer. It's not that it was Tomei, not that it was Tomei midin Tumas, like a Sheretz and Tomei Meis and Tumas. That it's Tomei Machmas that it was Miyuchad L'Avodah Zarah.
Right.
Excellent.
That's not. This is an Israeli archaeologist came out with a theory based on Rav David Farber that the Maccabees used.
Ferber.
Yeah. The Maccabees used their spears
to make the menorah.
To make the menorah.
Right, that's a legend. They took their spears together and they made a menorah out of their spears.
You know what they did, he said, is they took the tips, the iron tips, and the wood is pushed into an indent. So they put the points on the ground, and in the indent they put a little oil.
Okay, that's a legend.
No,
legend.
So what a guy did is he's a specialist in old blacksmithing methods from the days of the Maccabees, and he made a menorah that way.
And might take weapons.
This just came out today in the Yediot, and the theory was that because of the Golos and the Jews were spread over, so they really weren't interested in it. They couldn't go after there was a victory against the Yavanim. They're spread, we're a Golos all over the world. I'm going to worry about I'm going to celebrate that we won the war.
It's far from over.
Shaman made a story about the oil. They pushed the oil, not the war concept.
Because the war, there were still many more wars to fight. There were many more battles.
They found that some of the Maccabees were Hellenistic, were actually fought for the Yavanim.
Wow.
The Yavanim.
Wow.
And Yehuda Maccabee won because he had very good strategy. If you go in Eretz Yisrael and you go from, what's the name of that city? Modin.
Yeah.
If you go from Modin to the airport, you have to go down a big hill.
Yeah.
So originally, this was a narrow hill.
Yeah.
And when the Maccabees attacked up this hill, the enemy was on the, I think, the left, on the left side of the mountain, on the left side of the mountain. And they couldn't take their swords out because you need the right side to pull out the swords. So he had tactics. So a lot of the Muhammad had nothing to do with it was a tactical stuff. Okay, it's not important. The oracle is what I wanted to tell you.
Interesting. I hear. Okay, let's learn. Over here we learn over here about Ma'osur. Ma'osur Yeshuasi L'chono El Leshabech. First of all, who's the composer? So there's an acrostic. Most people don't even know there's an acrostic. The acrostic is Mordechai. Oh, Mordechai HaYehudi. We have two Mordechais in our show. Mordechai Mintz and Mordechai Binstak. So
the cousins
of two Mordechais. Mordechai is the Rosh Tevis. Look at the mem is mem mo. So Yeshua see, and then is the resh ro. Sova nafshi resh devir is dalit, and krois is chaf. and Yud, and then that's Mor Dechai. Mordechai. And then the last three are Ches, Chasoiv, Zrea Kotshecha, Vekorev, so there's a whole question. I didn't get a chance to prepare this too much. Chazak. Mordechai, the Ches, is, where's the Zion?
Yeah, the second one is Chasoiv,
Zrea Kotshecha. Zrea. Mordechai, Chazak. There's another famous Python in this era. His name was Mordechai ben Yitzchak Chazak. Mordechai ben Yitzchak. He composed, I think, one of the piyutim on Shabbos. I don't know which one. You figure one of the famous piyutim zemirois that you sing on Shabbos. May Baruch Lekel Elyon. I don't know. Yeah, go look at the acrostic. Look at the acrostic of the zemirois for Shabbos. Maybe it's Shabbos night, Shabbos day. I don't know. And there it's Mordechai ben Yitzchak. So someone has suggested that the one that composed Moser was Mordechai ben Yitzchak. Over here he does with Mordechai, and it was very common. But then he wrote Chazak, Chasoiv Zeroya Kotshecha. Art scroll, it's not characteristic of them. They would ordinarily highlight this. They would ordinarily make the letters big. All right, maybe not. They put the whole word in bold. But it's Mordechai Chazak. Okay. Now, what's the halachic purpose of making? We already discussed many times. This is a halacha. This piyut follows a halacha, and also follows, and you have this in other Yom Tov as well. We said this over many times to Chaz very quickly. If a person is worthy of a miracle, if a person experiences a miracle in many places of the world, let's say he was zoche to a miracle in America. And then he was zeicha to a miracle chleis in somewhere in another part of America or somewhere else. Every time he goes to the location where he experienced the miracle, there's Allah and Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to make a bracha, she'osa li neis b'mokoyim hazeh. You go to a mokim where a person, you experienced the miracle, you have an obligation to make a bracha, you made for me, did for me a miracle in this location. Then the halacha is, once you mention the miracle that happened to you in this location, it triggers an obligation to remember all of the miracles that Hashem did for you in other locations. So if you are a recipient of Hashem's miracles in many locations of the world, every time you go to one of those locations, you make the bracha primarily for the miracle that you experienced in that location, and that triggers an obligation to thank Hashem for the miracles that He did for you in all of the other locations. So that's exactly what we do with Moshe. Moshe is the piece describing the survival of the Jewish people throughout the ages. There's only one stanza that talks about Hanukkah, and that's the Yevanim. That's towards the end. Yevanim, Yevanim, Nikbitzu Alai, which we'll translate in a few moments. That's it. So why then do we mention the Golus of Mitzrayim? We mention our survival in Golus of Bavel. We mention the survival of Golus Paras Umadai, which is basically of the Haman. And then we mention this Edom. The last part, the last section, Chasoiv Zrekachecha, is a reference to Edom. And we're mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us, and we should survive this Golos as well. Okay, so that's a Yisoid. Okay, so for two Yisoides. Mordechai Chazak. Number two, we make a bracha, we recite this piyut, thanking Hashem for the miracle of the Yevanim, our survival, and once we are already going to mention the survival, the survival of one miracle, the Mela, so we mention, we recount our salvation in all of our miracles. In other words, this Piyabai is basically the same thing that we do here, is what we do Pesach night at Nirtza. At Nirtza, you say, Echad Niyodeh, Echad Niyodeh. Then there's Belel Zeh. And there is kilo yoe, kilo yoe, kilo noe, kilo yoe. Okay, there, after you finish Chasal Sidur Pesach, one of the 15 simonim of the Pesach Seder is Nirtze, is where you sing to Hashem praises. If you look very carefully, a lot of those praises, not every piyut, but many of the piyutim are referred to other miracles that Hashem has done for the Jewish people throughout history. Okay, all different stories of survival. We survived, there's a whole people, we survived Sancheirif. His people were killed the night of Pesach. We talk about the miracle that Avraham Avinu Agmavinu, he chased after the four and the five kings to save Lot, and he was spared that night. Those piyutim, they reflect upon other miracles that Klal Yisrael experienced throughout the ages. And it's all, you know, give you the mashal. Why do you say the piyut? Echad mi yodeh, echad ani yodeh. Echad elokeinu shabashamayim uva'aretz. I'll tell you a really wild pshat, but the mefarshim say this. Shnayim yodeh. What's all about? What do you go? What, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? What's this all about? It's all about a cover-up for one number. Tisha miyodea. Tisha niyodea. Tisha yarche leida. What are we referring to? Christianity. There's a person out there. His name was Yeshu. His birthday is coming up soon. Sunday. And his bris, January 1st. And this man made a lot of trouble for Klal Yisrael. Made a lot of trouble for Klal Yisrael, and the trouble is still going on. And guess what? We survived. Klal Yisrael is still here, and they're very weak.
How come there's no piyut about him, no capital about the Nitzrim?
That's exactly the point, because they're blood libels. It is done behester panim mamish.
That's what Rabbeinu Gul says, that this was composed in the 1100s as a result of the Crusades.
This Mosur?
Yeah. And he says the proof for it is that the Sfardim also have the same Mosur.
But not the last section is a big problem. The last piece, Chasoif Zeroya Kotshach. There's a big debate. If that was written, that last section was written by the same Mechaber.
Well, it doesn't say the initial one, Chazak, right?
Right. So someone would say is that he wrote something, and it was censored. It was censored by it was a very difficult time. It was censored by the Goyim, and then people preserved it orally. And when they wrote it, they didn't remember exactly what he said. So they. There are many, many versions for the last line. Some will argue he didn't write anything. That since the miracle is up until Chanukah, so it's Mitzrayim, it's Mitzrayim, it is Bavel, it is Paras Umada and Yavan, and that's it. Because Gol Edom ain't over yet. It ain't over. We're still in Golus Edom. So he did not write. He's talking about giving Shechodot Hashem for salvation. It's not over yet. So there's nothing to thank Hashem. And indeed, the last section is not really thanking Hashem for salvation. It's a request. It's a bakasha that there should be salvation. In any event, so that the last section, Chasoiv Zerkot Shech, which corresponds to Golus Edom, seemingly, first of all, Golus Edom is not over. And even if he wrote it, so who says he even wrote something? Whoever composed this piyut, and even if he did compose something, even if he did compose, it seems that it was censored by the Goyim, by the Christian censors, and people later on came and remembered and manipulated it, and they wrote different things, and that's why there are many versions regarding the last stanza, what exactly it says,
well,
and what should it say.
According to Rabbeinu Google, the last stanza just became public in the 1600s.
Oh, so exactly. So what happened? So does that mean that it was hidden and it was revealed?
Well, it says because the words, the Kaim Nikmas Avodecha, Dam Avodecha, is censored in many versions.
So the whole thing was censored. Or who says it was even written?
Nobody, especially the words, the Kaim Nikmas Dam Avodecha.
Right, exactly. So that's the problem. Now, if I wouldn't know better, and this is something which is a little bit of an extreme thing to say, and I'm not just talking, I have no makar whatsoever to say such a crazy thing. I'm tell you now, we know that there are four, so there are Dalid Malchias. Right now,
right.
The Midrashim, and I'm assuming the Midrashim say, what are Dalid Malchias? Not Bavel is number one. Number two is Parasumadai. Number three is Yavan. And number four is Edom. Now those four are really divided into another four, because Bavel, there are two parts to Bavel. There was Bavel and the Kastim, and then when it comes to this Paras and Modai, Yavon, Alexander the Great, when he died very young, and when he died, his Malchus was divided to the Mokdon. Yavon and Mokdon. Mokdon, the Malchus was divided. It was a different type of Golus after he died. And there was a lot of fighting amongst themselves. Then there's Edom. And Edom, Sir Machol likes to say, Edom and Seir. And other Mepharshim say, no, it's Edom and Yishmael. So it's not really four, it's really eight. It's eight, there is Bavel, Kazdim, Paras, Modai, Yavon, Mokdon, Edom, Seir, or Edom, and then Yishmael. Four, which are eight. Now the problem over here is this piyut, it seems to be talking about the Dalai Malchus. The last line is very problematic. The first line is even more problematic, because the first section is not talking about the first of the Dalai Malchus. It's talking about Mitzrayim, Egypt. So what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, that's the template. Egypt was Ma'aseh Avos Simchas Banim. Golus Mitzrayim was koilel all of the four coming Golios. There was the template, there was the conglomerate of Golus, there was the dogma of Golus, Golus Mitzrayim. And then when we left Mitzrayim, so now it reoccurred, the Golus again, it happened again, but in slow motion. Instead of it happening over 210 years, it's happening now. You know, it's pretty scary. It's like say 2,000 years. How much longer can we go on like this? Think about it. The year 6,000 will occur in how many years? You do the math. How many years? It'll come out from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed until the year 6,000 is approximately 2,100 years. What is 2,100 years? That is the multiplication of 210 years. Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim for 210 years. They experienced Golus. It was called Golus Mitzrayim. Golus Mitzrayim was a Golus which was koilel all the Golus. Ma'aseh Avos Simchas Banim. We left Egypt. When we left Egypt, now it started all over again. We had a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so we had our day in the sun. Came into Eretz Yisrael. We were there for 440 years. We then built the Beis HaMikdash. We had it for 410 years. And then Golus began. Oh, then we had 70 years. Okay, let's say 70 years. Oh, yeah, it's really more. Take it back. I'm making a mistake. What I'm saying is not really true because it's not true. What I said is not really... It's not really accurate because... The whole Bayis Sheni is another 420 years. All right, let's scratch that. Okay, that idea does not hold water. Let's just go back to this. We have over here, and so now here's the thing I want to say, which is really wild. Is there a Makor anywhere that the Dalet Malchios are Mitzrayim, Bavel, Parasumadai, and Yavon? That's it. Edom is not the Dalet Malchios. Edom is, it's different. Edom is basically, Edom is a very confusing Golus. Edom is not, there's no unique character to Edom. Edom to a large degree is just a conglomerate of Mitzrayim, of Bavel, Parasumadai, and Yavon. The Golus that we live in today, what is it? What is the Golus today? It has elements of Parasamadai, it has elements of Yavon, elements of Mitzrayim, elements of Bavel. Now, what I just said, it may be apikursis, Because there are definitely Amari Chazal that say explicitly that the Dalid Malchios begin with Bavel. Bavel, Parasumodai, Yavon, and Edom. Okay, no one says that the first of the Dalid Malchios is Mitzrayim. No one says such a thing. But maybe there is something to it. Maybe because you're there Midrashim, just because you have a Midrash that says the Dalid Malchios includes Edom, you know, there are Midrashos Chalukas. Many times you find Midrashim which disagree with one another. And Midrash is not the end of the story. Very often you'll find a Midrash as one thing, and another just Mamish Pum Faket. We learned in Navi, we learned different Svarim. We saw there's a very, very big range of opinions about the Dalid Malchios, which is not the typical thing that you hear from the inspirational speakers that talk about the Dalid Malchios. There are many different opinions, and they say a lot of chidushim that are not common. Is there, now why am I suggesting this? Because in this Mizmor, we are clearly going through the process of Golus, and there's a whole question to challenge the authenticity of the last stanza, number 5, which leaves us with 4 authentic stanzas. And the 4 authentic stanzas lay out, without any shadow of a doubt, of Mitzrayim, Bavel, Parasumodai, and Yavon. 4, that's it. Is there such a thing that the Dalid Malchios is such a mahalich in the Rishonim, that the Dalid Malchios start with Mitzrayim and end with Yavon? And now Edom is a post. We've gone through Golus. We're done with Golus. Now we have to absorb the lessons of how to survive Golus in this Tekufa until Mashiach comes. Edom is not a unique Golus. Edom is a conglomerate. It's a big mishmash which captures the unique character of Mitzrayim, the unique character of Paras Bavel, the unique character of Paras Bavel and Yavon, which basically means that the last Golos was the survival, was really Chanukah. Chanukah in Jewish history, that was the end. That was the last Tekufa. And now, after this Edom, but it's just a collection of everything put together. Because today, you know, we go through the year. You're in yeshiva. Come Chanukah. The goyim or Edom. Oh, the sports. Those will go hockey on your head. That today we live in America. America's Anaya Golos Yavon. Anaya Golos Yavon. And then it comes to Purim. Oh, America's Anaya Golos Parasimot. And then you'll come to Pesach, and the Rebbe is going to dash, oh, we live in America, we're living in Mitzrayim. And then it'll come Tisha B'Av, oh, in America, we're in Bavel, Golus Bavel. So they're always hacking you, as you go through the year, you go, wait a minute, we're not in Golus Mitzrayim, we're not in Golus Bavel, we're not in Golus Yavon, we're not in Golus Parasimot. What are you talking about? We're in Golus Edom. Don't go tell me today in America, oh, in America, the goyim, they're trying to schmat us and they're trying to convince us to go play sports without wearing any clothing. The hashkafa of the velt is yavan. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? We're living in America here, now living in ancient Greek over here. No, you look at America and it's a din of yavan. Comes Purim, they're going to tell you, look, they don't see the Yad Hashem, the hashkafa pratis. We're living here, the president, he's Haman. What are you talking about? A month ago, you told me we're living in Yavon, and now you tell me we're living in Parasimodai. Make up your mind. You can't go from one place to the next. So what's the answer? America is everything. Godless, these last 1,953 years, is koilel everything together. What do you mean it's everything together? It's taka true. It is everything because Yavon was distinct. The Golus of Yavon had a very distinct flavor. The Golus of Parasimodai had a very distinct flavor. The Golus of Bavel was very distinct. The Golus of Mitzrayim was distinct. now we're just in Golus Stam. Stam. And the Golus Stam is coil everything together. What I'm trying to say is basically the complete opposite of what Rav Machol would say. Rav Machol Miller, who wrote the book, he would say that Mitzrayim, I mean, this is what other Mepharshim say. Other Mepharshim say this. This is the basic insight. Egypt, this was a golos that encompassed everything. And now we're reliving it in slow motion, one thing at a time. Why can't we say just the opposite? Just the opposite. We went already through slow motion. We went through four distinct flavors of golos. And Edoim is the conglomerate. It's fast forward. It's the conglomerate of all of them together. This is a Nesot Yesoit. There are four Goliaths. But we have five. The truth is we really have five. You cannot ignore the reality that there are really five. There is Mitzrayim. You can't ignore that. There is a Golus Mitzrayim. There's a whole holiday. There's Mitzrayim. There's a Golus of Bavel. There's a Golus of Paras and Mode, a Golus of Yavon, and a Golus of Edom. Oh, but it says in the Chazal there are Dalet Malchiyos. So the Veld says Mitzrayim doesn't count. Doesn't count. Before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah doesn't count. Okay, I accept, because that's what all the Midrashim explicitly say, Kemat. I accept, because before Matan Torah, and now we have four. Okay, but maybe there's a mahalich, get someone who knows something that we don't know, and he can find us mekoyros to say such a mahalich, that there are five, just the opposite. Mitzrayim was distinct. Bavel was distinct. Paras and Edom is koilal alts. And that would explain this mizmor like a glove. Then this mizmor, Mosur Yeshua Si, would be gold. Because the first section is Mitzrayim. The second is Bavel. The third is Paras and Mode. Fourth is, and we're done! We're done! And now we have Chazak! Chazak, Chazak! V'nis Chazek, you have to just be Chazek yourself to get through the ninth inning. It would put a whole new spin on explaining this mizmar. Otherwise, it's like the person who wrote this mizmar, he wrote this mizmar 1,000 years after Golus Yavan. He wrote this in the middle of Golus Edom, and was saying this on Hanukkah. Okay, so that is my throwing out that idea, which I know I'll get shot for saying such a thing like this. But who says it's so wrong? Maybe there's something to it. Mayor, what do you say? I can't hear you. You're mute. You're mute.
Really, uphill.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's what we're saying. That the whole thing was written so long after to give us a picture of what we're going through. So it doesn't have to go through everything.
All right.
Who says that?
Okay, let's read some of the words. Let's now read some of the words. Mosur, it's very poetic. Mosur, so what is a Mos? Mos means a stronghold, a Mos.
A fortress.
That's a rock. There are two words in the expression. It's a Mos, a Mos and a Tsur. A fortress. Each word by itself means a stronghold. A fortress and a rock. Yeshua, now who's we are? This is a metaphor for who? For Hashem. Hashem is our fortress. Hashem is my rock. He's saying Davni. Hashem Tzuri the Goali. So therefore the word Tzur is we every day we say it. Hashem Tzuri, you're my rock. What is Mo'oz? Mu'uzi Hashem Mu'uzi. There's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? There's a pasuk somewhere in Tehillim. We say it in Davening also. Hashem, you are Mo'uzi. I forgot the whole pasuk. You are my fortress. We actually, in the pasuk somewhere in Tehillim, we address HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being our fortress. So here we take the two words. Each word in and of itself is a word that we use to refer to Hashem. We put the two words together in a poetic form. We say, Riboyinoi Shel Olam. You see, it would be very nice if we can go have a list of all the different terms in the entire Tanakh that we use to describe Hashem. There must be like at least 100 words. 100 different words in the vocabulary that we use as metaphors to describe Hashem. There's not just the seven shameless which you can't erase and the word melech. There are other words like Elyon, Kel Elyon, and here you have Mosur, Yeshua, see, he is my salvation. L'cha to you, Noem, it is fitting. It is fitting, L'shaveach, Tikoin based tefilasi. And here, this is a prayer. Tikoin is a command. We make a request. We make a request that you should restore, you should fix. Now, this is very interesting. Tikoin, you know this, my pet peeve, how you pronounce it, is L'sakein oylam b'malchu shakai. I always like to come back to that. What is the correct girsa? We come to it, l'sakein oylam. Is it with a kuf or is it with a tav? So in every sidur that you will come across, you're going to see it's going to be with a kuf. A kuf, which means to fix. To fix the velt. The velt is broken. Broken. It needs some new parts. It doesn't work. L'sakein oylam b'malchu shakai. We need Hashem to come and deliver replacement parts, some new screws and some new gadgets to fix the world. There are those who make a very strong argument that that's a printer's mistake, and it should not be with a kuf, it should be with a tav. L'sakein, which means it's not to fix. L'sakein comes from the word tikoin. This word over here. It says, tikoin beis tefilasi, to establish, to rebuild. The world is not broken. Nothing is broken. Everything is working. It's just a matter of getting your act together and turning on the machine and putting everything in place to produce, to produce a product. That's the word tikein with a tov. It's to establish. Tikoin based tefilasi. We're not asking Hashem to fix the Beis HaMikdash. We're asking Hashem to establish the Beis HaMikdash. The Sham and then Dir Toida, with thanksgiving, Nizrech, we will offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Le'es, at that time, Tochin Matbech, at that time when you will prepare the slaughter, Mitzor, from the enemy Hamenabeach, that Hamenabeach, which means, what does it mean to bark? Le'es, at the time, see, in the art school, they write the word blaspheming. I don't know why they say the word blaspheming. That's not the literal translation. They're dogs. The Goyim are dogs. Straight like that. But come kill us for saying that about them. Hamenabeach means they bark. Now we have to appreciate this, why it says this. Because I see this line, by the way, Mosur is not even part of the Dal Malchias. This is just an intro. Mitzor, the enemy is Hamanabeach, okay, Ozden Egmor, Bashir Mizmor. Then I will conclude with the Shir Mizmor, Chanukas Hamizbeach, a song dedicated for the Chanukas, the renewal of Mizbeach. That's why it's called Chanukah, by the way. No one talks about that. No one talks about the name of the holiday. Everyone, he asks a person on the street to tell me, what is Hanukkah all about? Don't you know? Donuts. Donuts and potato latkes. Oh, so why? But if you ask the average person, what is Hanukkah all about? Oh, it's about the Hanukkah menorah. It's about the war. Because in the Nusach HaTfilah, we focus on war, blood. And in ritual, we focus on lighting the Hanukkah candles. Wait a minute. There's another very significant element of Hanukkah which no one talks about. And that is the inauguration, the renewal, the rededication of the Mizbeach. The Beis HaMikdash was Chorav. The Beis HaMikdash was the base of Avodah Zarah. There were no Jews serving the Beis HaMikdash. They were worshipping idols. It was a museum, it was a temple, and the Chashmem took it over. and they demolished the Mizbeach and they renewed it. It's the Chanukas HaMizbeach. And the name of the holiday is focusing on something that's not part of the Nusach HaTfilah and that's not part of the ritual. The ritual is the Chanukah candles and the davening is about the Melchama. But there's another whole element. And that element is that the Beis HaMikdash was established. It was almost like a third Beis HaMikdash. Because this Bayis Sheni basically came to a halt in the middle of 200 years. And they had 52 years, there was no Beis HaMikdash. And then they renewed it. Chanukas HaMizbeach. Okay, the Chanukah. Then got Rose, was really quickly. Rose of Nafshi. Okay, many troubles. Rose, many tzaras sum. My neshama is satisfied. It's sated. Biyogon kichim kilu with yogon. Sorry, koichi, my strength is. My koichi kilu, I have no more koyach. Hanoisei la yoyev koyach. Chayai married the Bekoshi. Now we're going to the Egyptians. The Egyptians, my life, they made bitter with the hard work. Meshiv Malkos Egla. Egla, who's the Egla? Egla is Egypt, it's called an Egla. The army all of his people, Yardu, they went like a stone into the depths. Devir Kotcho, Avir Hashem, brought us into the Beis HaMikdash. V'gam Shem Lo Shakatiti, I had no menucha, no tranquility, because Nebuchadnezzar came to destroy it. Uvon Nogeis V'glani Ki Zor Mavadi, because I did Avodah Zorah. V'yein Ra'al Mosachti, and the wine of poison, Mosachti. The wine, I became drunk. Mosachti means I drank. I drank poison because of my sins. Kimacho Avarti, I barely, this is very interesting, Kimat Shavarti, it's hard to translate these words, I barely survived with my life going to Golis. Kates, Bovel, Zubovel, Zubovel was the Mashiach after the 70 years, Lakeitshim, Noshadi Hosei, then we come to Haman, Kreis Kamas Breish, and to sever, the Koimas Berosh, the height of the Berosh. Who's that? That's Mordechai. Mordechai is the Berosh. He's the Berosh. Bikesh Agogi Ben Hamdos, he wanted to cut down the height of Mordechai. Vinyas Lo Lefach, he's talking about himself. The person who wrote this Mizmar, this Piyut, his name was Mordechai. This part is talking about himself because he has the same name. Vinyas Lo Lefach Lemokesh, he was a traffic, but the end was that he did himself in Yerushim and Yisesa Binyamin, which means Mordechai was lifted up. The Yoyev of the enemy Shmuel Mochitza, you know, it's Saliso, Yivan Nikmu Salat, so we know this part. Okay, we have time now. And then the last section is a very hard section. Chasoif means to expose. Hashem, expose your mighty hand. Chasoif, Zeroya, Kachach, your holy hand. The Kodav Ketz, Yeshua, and bring the Gula, and the Koim Nikmas Namotech, and take vengeance for the blood that's been named Mohar Shaof and the Edoim. Because it's been a long time, and there's no end. The hara, the chay admon, push away the admon, the tzel in the grave. Hakim on the roye shiva, and bring up the seven shepherds. Who are the seven shepherds? This we learned this once upon a time. The seven shepherds are shaced. This is tomorrow somewhere. This is one. This is a chazal, and the article they say it. David, Adam, Shais, Misushelach, Avraham, Yaakov and Moshe. There are seven people who are shepherds, and they were good people, and they're going to come to Yisrael, and they're going to become the shepherds of Klal Yisrael, the seven shepherds. All right, everybody, so we have to stop here. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful night. And Yirtz Hashem, see you tomorrow. What a pleasure. Thank you very much. Ablaze, thank you very much. Mayor, thank you. Ms. Gladys, have a good night. Good Shabbos.
Good night.
Be well. Be well, everyone. Be well.
What are you thanking me for?
Coming and learning with me.
Yeah, okay. Good night.
Good night. Take care. Good night.
All right.
Hey, one. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Take care.
So you listen to an hour?